members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Carl Kasky from Northfield, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. O divine mystery, source of all that is, beyond the farthest galaxy, yet closer than breath itself, whom we often address as God, Yahweh, Abba, Allah. We acknowledge your eternal presence here, now. Guide our senators in these important deliberations. Inspire them with an unwavering concern for all, especially those who have little voice, yet great need. Embolden them to act with a deep desire for justice, a heart filled with compassion, a powerful commitment to human dignity, and a drive for universal peace. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Appreciate it. Come again.
Okay.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reiner, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of those. Messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned. Senate file number 578, a bill for an act relating to trusts, establishing the Minnesota Trust Code. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House file number 794, signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
First reading of House bills, House File 794, will be given its first reading and referred as indicated. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. On the addendum, there are two corrections. On page 3, Senate File 384 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. And on page 5, just on page 3. Okay. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. On page 5, the bills printed on the agenda with the exception of 384 will be given their second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. House File 239 will be given its second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction, first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors' motions, will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move Senate File 650 be withdrawn from the Committee of Health and Human Services Housing and re-referred to state and local government. The Health Committee is not interested in hearing the bill, so they asked me to have it moved to state and local where it does need to be heard, and I believe it's actually scheduled today.
And this is your bill?
My bill.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1001 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Education.
This is your bill?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Madam President.
You've spoken to both committee chairs?
Yes, Madam President.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Hayden.
Well, thank you, Madam President.
People standing in front of Senator Hayden, would you please move your conversation? Thank you. Senator Hayden.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1275 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Rules. It is my bill, and it requires the addition of senators to a task or to a commission, and it needs to go to Rules.
And you've spoken with both committee chairs?
I have.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolutions 98 to 116 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Announcements. Are there any announcements? Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I would just encourage you, the Legislative Audit Commission is beginning its process for topic selection for the next biennium. The next fiscal year, you have the form on your desk, and I would encourage you to complete that. You can return that to me. You can send it to my office. You can send it to Auditor Nobles. But within the next, I think there's a deadline of March 20th on it, which would be this Friday. And then after that, we will be sorting through those to select the topics for the next year. Thank you.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Ortman, Cohen. Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do not adjourn until Thursday, March 19th, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.